You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome. How are you out there? Welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler on Audio Boom. Don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. Right, Ray Parler alongside me. Ray, how are you, pal?
Yeah, very good indeed, mate. Very good.
Champions League. We'll come to last night's game in a moment. But Man City 1, PSG 0. Fantastic result.
Brilliant performance. PSG were very poor, though. I expected a little bit more from Laurent Blanc's side. Going to the Etihad, I thought they created chances in that first leg. Joe Hart made a couple of good saves. But brilliant performance from Manchester City. Done what they had to do. They were very solid in midfield. Two centre-halves, though. How many times have we criticised the two centre-halves this year for Man City? But they were superb, Mangala and Otamendi. And the good news is, it panned on Vincent Kompany, and he should be back, maybe fit the weekend. So, but a great news for Man City that he's coming back into the side. De Bruyne, fantastic goal. They've really missed him when he's been out. It takes that little bit of pressure off Silva. With Aguero up front as well, the work rate of him was excellent against PSG. So brilliant result. So good that, you know, we got an English club in that last semi-final.
We don't know the draw yet, Ray. So, you know, but the team's left in. We'll come to Atletico in a moment because what a game that was. I loved it. And Barcelona, of course, the big story is they're out. So we have Bayern Munich, we have Atletico Madrid, we have Manchester City, of course, and we have Real Madrid, who were superb. Ronaldo again. I think you and I thought that would happen, didn't we? 2-0, 3-0.
Well, I thought they'd get back in it, at least extra time. You know, that 2-0 would have took them into extra time, but Ronaldo again, I mean, 9 hat-tricks.
It's frightening, isn't it? It's frightening.
Sorry, 37 hat-tricks. 1 every 9 games, a hat-trick. So he's an amazing player. And the big players always turn up in big games. And that was obviously a big game. He more or less won it single-handedly. Zidane said that. And he said he's the best in the world at the moment, which is a big statement. I mean, with Lionel Messi going for that little barren patch at the moment, not scoring as many goals as Ronaldo. Yeah. You know, he was superb on the night. But the other teams, like Bayern Munich, I think we expected them to get a result as well.
Yeah, just about done enough. By the way, Benfica pushed them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When they got a second goal, Benfica, you thought, hello. So it was cracking, you know. But and then let's talk now about Atletico. I think we both predicted.
Yeah, organised.
You know what I said? 1-0 Atletico could win.
Well, Torres was out, wasn't he? And everybody thought, oh, he's been playing okay at the moment. But Griezmann, what a player! I mean, scored 2 goals.
But you know, last night, Ray. First of all, I watched United play very well. Upton Park. We can talk about that later. And I flicked over. The art of defending was there for everyone to see last night. The two centre backs for Atletico were magnificent. Yeah. In fact, the whole back four were unbelievable. They were chucking their bodies in the way, their faces in the way. Mm. They were throwing themselves. It was the Alamo. Yeah. Barca were just coming in wave after wave after. The defending was unbelievable.
Well, I don't think it's just the back four, Al. I think what Simeone does, he gets the whole team defending at times. And they did it in the away leg. You know, at times, down to 10 men, you know, in that second half, there was waves of attacks, very similar, but they all defended very well. And they're not scared to put a shift in. You know, that's the good thing about Atletico. Every single player works hard for each other. And I thought that's what they did last night. And it was a game that you're thinking, well, Barcelona, if they get one, they should go on and win the game. But they just defended so well. The midfield, the shield in front of the two centre-halves. And as you rightly say, the centre-halves frying their body. That's what you want to see.
Ray, I know we have a little bet, you and me, now and again. And I know you were on the goals.
Oh,
so,
don't.
Listen, at the end, the referee has made 2 howlers.
Well, he's gone under 2.5 goals. He
has made 2 howlers. You know, Iniesta, handball in the box, should have been sent off, last defender, stopping a goal-scoring opportunity. Mm. He should have gone, red card, off. And then right of the death, Iniesta tries to bend one top corner. 2 Atletico players try to close him down. 1 guy jumps. To be fair, his left foot is outside the 18-yard line, but his hand that stops the ball is
a penalty.
3/4 of a yard inside. It's clear as day. That would have been 2-1.
Well, that cost me, Al, because, you know, I thought there'd be
so
a few goals.
So you did have a bet?
I did last night. I thought all the games over 2.5 goals. I got it right, Bayern Munich.
This was clear as day.
West Ham, West Ham game was over 2.5, and I thought Barcelona was my banker. I thought there'd be goals. I think there'd be attacking options, and I did fancy Atletico to score, but I fancied Barcelona to score 2 or 3. So
I ended up 2-0, so they go through, but 2-1 extra time.
Yeah.
For me, there was only one winner.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, with the way they were playing towards the end as well, they, as you rightly say, waves of attack, like you expect, because they've got quality players, but brilliant result. Simeone's a manager now. Do you think we see him in the Premier League one day?
He was talking about animated on the touchline. He was screaming. He was going to the crowd the last year.
Come on, give me more.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was Barcelona trudged off. You'd think Atletico had won the World Cup.
Yeah, well,
it was amazing.
They beat the favourites to win it. So yeah. Now they'll be looking forward to whoever they get. I'm just looking at Man City. Who do we really want them to get?
I mean, you look at
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid give you a chance at the back. In saying that, they're, you know, with Bale and Ronaldo, I'm thinking no. In a way, this is weird. I'd like to see them get Bayern.
Yeah.
And don't forget Pep will take over City end of the season for next year.
Well, they weren't convincing, were they? Over the two legs, they'd done enough to get through, but they weren't convincing. Even in the first leg, 1-0 up after 90 seconds, you think, they go on and win 2-3-0. Put the game to bed, but they didn't. And Benfica had a few chances.
I think that I've been thinking long and hard all day about it, and I think City against Bayern and the two Madrid teams, because Atletico could beat Real Madrid.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And they can't go in the final and try and sit. So if City could get Bayern, get drawn away first and get a result and come back here, and the magic, look, Aguero, we maybe underestimate how good Aguero is. Mm. He is a great centre forward.
Yep.
De Bruyne is a bit of class, isn't he? Silva, he takes the pressure off Silva. Mm. Silva with that magical left foot wand. Do you know what I mean? City have got a fighting chance here.
Definitely. I mean, have a look at Real Madrid, though, the way they defended in that first leg against Wolfsburg. As you rightly say, they give you a chance.
Yeah.
The fullbacks, they can't defend to save their life. So maybe De Bruyne or Silva, you can take advantage of that. And Aguero, with his pace and the ability he has. So I think Real Madrid's not a bad draw either. I think Atletico are so organised, it might be difficult. And they can always nick a goal with Griezmann and Torres, like he did at Barcelona. So I'm going towards Real Madrid. Might be a good draw for Man City. I think they could take advantage of that defensive unit.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have to defend well against Bale and Ronaldo, which they've done against PSG, okay. Ibrahimovic really didn't get kicked second leg. So I'm going Real Madrid. I think it'd be a good draw if Man City get them.
Now, the Bolin, Ray, last FA Cup tie ever at the Bolin. We expected West Ham to come out firing.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
No, it didn't. No.
Man United came there, got the ball down. For me, were better in midfield and at long periods controlled the game. It wasn't till the latter stages that West Ham got in. And the opening United goal was a gem.
Well, it was an absolute massive game for both sides. It really was, you know, semi-final ready. I don't think they should be at Wembley myself, the semi-finals, which, you know, Man United and Everton fans and Palace and Watford fans will be looking forward to going to Wembley for the semi-final. But I think it should be a neutral ground. Then the big prize is going to Wembley for the final. But, you know, Manchester United went there, done their job. After poor performance against Spurs, wasn't it? I mean, once they conceded one against Spurs, they just crumbled.
And then the way West Ham came back against Arsenal, you know what I mean? You thought, wow.
West Ham being at home as well, the atmosphere, and, I just thought West Ham would beat them. But credit to Manchester United. Brilliant goal again from Rashford. Again, they're talking about him. Maybe he could be. You always get one surprise, maybe going. And he's playing so well at the moment, Rashford, with how he's got into the team. Maybe it's a little bit too soon for England, but certainly.
Great finish, wasn't it?
Brilliant finish. And, you saw him, how he finished against Man City, the Etihad.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a big game. Imagine.
And also, I tell you who done well last night. He gets pelters, gets slaughtered. Fellaini.
Yeah, got the winner.
He put Fellaini
really,
in there
got the second
to
goal.
Stop, to stop the ball going to the big fella, Carroll.
Yeah.
And Fellaini was battling with him all night. Set pieces, for and against. It was a battle. And he gets the goal. So Fellaini last night was, he could hold his head up high. I know he gets pelters. They don't like him, especially the home side at Old Trafford. But, he digs in, does it simple, and got the goal.
Well,
but got the goal.
I think now they'd be favourites now, Man United. I think
they are.
Whoever won that game would go on and win the cup. Obviously, Watford and Palace. Who would you fancy out of them two? That's a tight one to call. I think I'll go slightly towards Palace. Palace with the way they're playing.
I'd go the other way.
Would you go Watford?
I think Watford up front.
I can see another little bit coming on.
Yeah, I think
bottle of bubbly coming on.
Well, the way you're going, can we have it now?
Pop it open, Al. I'm going to go Palace.
The semi-final would be great. It'd be great. Everton have got the players, haven't they? Look, you know, we're talking about the midfield, and United are good in there now, you know. But if Bartley gets on the ball, and, you know, the boy Stones at the back, you've got up front Lukaku. We shouldn't forget what a season he's had.
Yeah.
Him against Smalling's a real good battle, isn't it?
Oh, no, look, Everton on their day, I think they're underperforming. You know, 12th in the league at the moment. I think Martinez is under pressure now. I mean, there's banners going up, Martinez out, and so they're not happy, the Everton fans.
Well, it's a battle of two managers under pressure, the semi, isn't it?
It is
LVG
indeed.
And...
Yeah, I mean, I think that on the day, I think Manchester United had that bit of experience in there, but on the, you know, Lukaku, as you rightly said, Barkley, have got excellent players in there, which they can turn a game as well.
And then at the end, Ray, you know, the West Ham game, Carroll, what a chance with a header.
De Gea, what a couple of good saves as well.
Well, he made one with his left foot. I don't know how he's seen it late, and somebody got his foot to it. But the header over the bar, I thought, that's it, last chance.
Yeah, that was
And then they
chance.
Get one, don't they? And by the way, I thought it was marginal, the offside.
Well,
I swear, I thought it was marginal.
He's very close, but, you know, I'm thinking...
My producer's shaking his head here, but he's got glasses like Joe 90.
Well,
I don't wear glasses. I'm telling you, that was tight.
Yeah, it was tight, but look at the one, the game before, Al, against Arsenal. You know, when Lanzini scored. No, when Lanzini scores, he's well onside.
Yeah.
And it's one of them, he got the rubber of the green, but... I mean, West
Ham
had chances at the end.
Payet and Lanzini didn't turn up.
No. Well, they've been the best players, really. When you look at how they've played this season, you've got Coyote in midfield with Noble, who do the work great. Then you look at Payet and Lanzini, they make something happen or create a chance. So they'd be so disappointing, last FA Cup game. But they've got to build themselves up now. They've got a big game this weekend against Leicester away. Leicester are flying. Leicester obviously wanted to go into extra time. They've been delighted with that. You know, and they're going to play West Ham at the weekend. But West Ham has still got a fighting chance of getting top four. So they've got to really, you know, play
did
well to the end of the season.
Did they look a wee bit tired? For me, they did. You know, sort of midway through the game, I thought United were quicker to the ball. I thought they looked a little bit weary, and that worries me. They go to Leicester at the weekend.
Well, Leicester got that little bit of a rest, haven't they? Ready to go again. And with their work rate, way they're playing, Kante, you know, I've never seen a player run around so much as he does, and does a great job for the team. Then you've got Vardy with his pace up front. So it's going to be a tricky game for West Ham going there. I think they'll be happy with a point going to Leicester. I'm sure Leicester will be looking at it and saying, look, if we can get one more win against West Ham, we're more or less there. And what a great story it'd be if they can do it and win the
Some
Premier League
games,
this year.
Isn't there? Some great games. Norwich, Sunderland. Let's look at Carrow Road.
Yes.
Because, look, we'll come to Newcastle as well. They're at home. But Sunderland go to Carrow Road. And is it must-win time for Sunderland?
I think it is. I mean, I was at the Palace-Norwich game. And Palace obviously needed that win as well. They got punch and scoring the only goal. That put them out of safe, 37 points. They got the point last night as well. So 38, they're safe. So now it's 2 out of 3 out. Sunderland, Newcastle, who can't, Rafa Benitez can't seem to get them going either.
No.
So Sunderland, I think, will go to Norwich, have a real goal. I think there'll be goals in this game. I'm looking at...
here we go again, another bet.
Yeah, no, I think there'll be goals. I think with Defoe, you always got a chance. And, you know, if it falls to him, you know he should be in the back of the net. So I think Sam will look at this game. If they can win...
I fancy Norwich.
Do you?
I like Big Sam. I fancy
That's another
Norwich.
Bottle of bubbly.
I fancy
that's two
Norwich.
That's two bottles. I've gone Palace in the semi-final. You've gone Watford. Now I'm going to go Sunderland and you're going to go Norwich.
Yeah.
So I think there'll be two draws, definitely.
What about Stamford Bridge? Chelsea lost to Swansea. Surprise for me. Man City go there. Man City cannot take the foot off the pedal. Top four.
Well, Chelsea will raise their game against City, but I fancy City. I think they're on a high now. De Bruyne is such a big player for him. He's back fit.
His old club as well, at Chelsea.
Yeah, he wanna prove a point. Aguero, you know, he's still got a chance for golden boot, maybe 4 behind Kane. He needs to get his goal-scoring boots in the last few games. So I fancy City. I think they'd be too strong. They know Man United have got a pretty shoe-in game against Villa, so they need to get a result, Man City.
There's
Chelsea.
Your goals.
Well, there'd be goals there. There's a certainty there. But, I mean, West Ham again, they've still
Ray,
got a chance.
Never,
about
know,
Liverpool,
do
Al?
Never,
what do you think of Liverpool? Will they have a late run?
Do you never work out why your bookie sends a limo for you to take you to the shop and you get a lovely, nice watch for Christmas? Does that not hit you sometimes?
Keep sending me one through the post, Al, and what are you doing this week? And he got a little bit worried, and I thought I might change bookmakers. He got a little bit worried, Al. So he's really looking after me at the moment. But no,
well, what do you used to Barbados? You don't want to go Benidorm.
Look, let's look back next week, Al. We'll see. Right, I'm going to go for goals in Sunderland, Norwich, and I'm going to go for Sunderland win, and you're going to go Norwich.
I'm
no
going to go home win. Yeah.
What, 1-0?
Yeah. What, close 1-0?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what next week. See who comes out on top.
You were talking about Liverpool.
Well, I think Liverpool. Look, they've got the game in hand. They're playing really well at the moment. I thought it might be a tricky game against Stoke because I thought Klopp might rest a few players. Looking at the Dortmund game,
Who's going to play? Do you think will they play Origi? Not Sturridge.
I thought he was excellent in that first leg against Dortmund.
Yeah,
his movement.
Is different. This is Anfield.
Well, I mean, Origi. I think he's a player that when someone's playing well, you play him again.
Might play them both.
I don't think he will at the start. I think he'll throw him. Look, they're desperate for a goal at the end. I think he'll put two on up front, Sturridge and Origi. But certainly, you've got to play players in form. And Origi, at the moment, he deserves to be playing.
And then Liverpool have to go to Bournemouth after that. Bournemouth are safe now. I think they're now. They're not on the beach yet, but they're thinking about it.
Well, I'm thinking this is a certainty for me, Liverpool, to beat Bournemouth. Man City went there, got the job done. I think Bournemouth have done so well. I mean, just to stay up this season, they've done enough. But I think Liverpool now will be looking and saying, can we take advantage? And can we keep going to the end of the season? We've got a chance as well, maybe to try and, you know, close the gap on City. And with City in the Champions League, will they rest players? I know, look, Liverpool could be in the Europa League, but I just think at the moment Liverpool are in such a good run that they've got to keep it going.
Yep.
And I fancy Liverpool to beat Bournemouth, definitely.
Stoke Spurs Monday night.
Well, this, I don't know if it's better sometimes to play first or wait for the other team to play. For me, I would want to play first. So if you're Leicester, you say to the guys, like, right, what an opportunity. If we can win, we'd be 10 points clear of Spurs, knowing that we can put our feet up now. Monday night,
I thought it was over. I think it's over.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy again, 2 goals. He's closed the gap as well, Al, for the golden boot.
What was Kabul doing? He was thinking about Kabul.
Yeah.
When that long ball went through. What was he doing there?
Do you imagine Sam Allardyce on the side?
Oh.
As a defender himself and as a solid manager who likes a defensive
unit. And he
looks
at his goalkeeper as well. You know, it's never the goal he's
made so many mistakes this year. I remember the opening game. I know Sam Allardyce weren't involved in, but they lost. It could have been 9 against Leicester, the first game of the season when I was there. So the defensive unit, it really hasn't
4-2
changed.
4-2 didn't end.
Oh, I don't know what it was.
I think it was 4-2 off the top, man.
So I think that Spurs will go to Stoke, look, hoping that West Ham can get a point. I can't believe you'll have Spurs fans supporting West Ham over the weekend. You don't see that a lot, Al, do you?
No.
You don't see that a lot.
No,
but
they'll
be hoping
not.
West Ham can do them a favour. But it's not over yet, I think, this title race. I think Ranieri came out and said, look, I'm getting a bit nervous come the end of the season. My players are getting a bit nervous.
He wakes up in the morning and pinches himself.
Oh, he can't believe it. I mean, this is remarkable what's happening in the Premier League. And I still say this is the biggest thing in football history, not just Premier League history, the football history itself. With how 5,001 before the start of the season.
That never happened again.
It will never.
Ray, talk to me about PFA Player of the Year. I'm not going this year. I went last year. It's always on a Sunday, and it's always. By the time you put your glass down, it's time to go to work.
I went to 204L when obviously we unbeaten season, wasn't it? And we got obviously team of the season, and Thierry Henry won the thingy. So we all went there, had a table.
You'd have gone out for 3 nights, wouldn't you?
We had a great time. It was fantastic. But, you know, I think this year, I mean, I think they do it differently now, Al. I don't know when you was a player, but we used to vote at Christmas. I said, how does that work?
It's a little bit later now.
It should be a little bit later. Because you're betting, well, not betting, you're voting for the season. You know,
you're betting on this. You know, Bobby Barnes, should we take him out for a bit of lunch, get him a few glasses
down? Yeah,
we try
and get a little bit of tips out, right? I'm sure he'll tell you straight away.
Smash and try and get some of your money back.
Who would you have there now? Who's the
PFA Player of the Year, Mahrez, Kante, Vardy, Otsu, Kane and Payet. Payet has been brilliant. My mate, he's got quick feet, hasn't he? Great skill. Kane's had another great year. He's fallen off a wee bit. I think you got to go between the three Leicester players.
I think you've got to go with one of
Mahrez, Kante, Vardy. I'll go Vardy.
Yeah, well, I was playing golf on Monday with a guy who's a big Leicester fan, and I said to him, who would you put as your player of the season as a Leicester follower? And he said Kante. He said he's been amazing in midfield. I know, look, Vardy and Mahrez gets all the plaudits, but that midfield area is so important. That's the engine room where you've got to be winning the ball back and giving
supply. You could chop the goalkeeper centre-halves.
Yeah, absolutely. I would go Mahrez. I think just for the assist he's had this year, the goals he scored as well, important goals. I know Jamie Vardy scored some important goals as well, but his quality has been
unbelievable. And then Sunday,
Ray,
there's a David Goliath game up in Glasgow, Hampden Park.
What?
Yeah. Oh. David Goliath, Celtic Rangers.
Who are we going for? Rangers now?
What?
Rangers, come on. They're on the high ranges. They're going to be flying. What an atmosphere. I've never been to an Old Firm game, Al. Well, so you explain to me what it's like.
There's only 50,000. Right, so it'll still be brilliant because we've not had one for ages. Mm. Celtic, the hot favourites. Rangers going into it with a big momentum. Mm. They really do. But they're not, you know, the games they're playing on a weekly basis are much inferior teams to what Celtic are playing against.
Right.
But in saying that, it's an Old Firm derby. It'll be 50-50 with 25,000 Celtic, 25,000 Rangers.
Oh, what an atmosphere.
It will be, but, it, you know, in the olden days, I was there when there was 120,000, 130,000. Wow. And that was frightening, even at Parkhead and Rangers, there's been 90,000, 75,000 unbelievable games. Rangers will have a go, they've nothing to lose, they're on a high. It'll be a hell of a game.
Celtic should win.
But Celtic, it's not good news at the moment at Parkhead. They're scrambling to win the league, the Premier title.
Do you think you'll be next year, the manager?
I hope not. Listen, I don't know him, I'll say
Neil
it again.
Lennon?
He's maybe a nice guy. Neil Lennon would be the fans' choice. Absolutely. I was with Neil 2 weeks ago in Glasgow, and I was comparing, I touched on it, the place erupted.
Yeah,
it went mad. They want Lennon back,
and
big
and
style.
Just quickly for all the Rangers fans out there, Al, are you pleased that they're back in the big time?
Of course I am. And I said that night, and I got boo. Celtic fans are still really angry with the cheating that Rangers committed. You know, they're so angry about it. They don't want them back. But the truth is, Scottish football needs the Jers back.
Yeah.
Aberdeen need them back. Hearts need them back. We need to get Hibs up there as well.
And maybe next year, we can maybe go to one of them.
Well, I'll take you. I can't take you to Glasgow Airport side of Glasgow. I can take you to the east end of London, Glasgow, up London Road, where I can take you up there to Parkhead. I can't go to Govan. No. I was born in Govan. And I find it hard to go back there. I get pelters, right?
And Celtic big favourites to win the league next year?
I think it's ridiculous.
And then Rangers.
It won't be as big as that. Rangers will be a threat next year if they're allowed to spend money.
It's all on the recruitment, isn't it? Who they bring in.
If they're allowed
to
spend money, we mustn't forget there was restrictions there. We don't know how much money Rangers got. We don't know how much Dave King, the new owners, got. We really don't know. But Celtic have missed a trick. They should have built for this coming. And I'm afraid the manager is not good enough. He might be a lovely, honest, genuine guy. He's not good enough. They need a Neil Lennon, a Davy Moyes, someone like that, to prepare for Rangers coming back. But I, for one, I might be in a minority. I'm glad Rangers are back.
And quickly mention the Championship, Elf, because this is getting so close at the top now. Brighton, Chrissy Hewton.
Well, there's two out of three. It's two out of three now.
Yeah, and
forget
Burnley.
The rest. Yeah. Two out of three, mate. There's some big games coming up.
And do you think that the one that comes third...
Could falter.
Because they'd be so disappointed not going out automatically.
Could falter. I spoke to Harry Redknapp this morning. And Derby are coming along nicely at the moment. They just had a little break. They went to Barcelona and trained out there. He was telling us. He said, "We're in good spirits here. We're in good shape."
Sheffield Wednesday in the playoff area.
Yeah. So
Hull
Sheffield
City,
Wednesday,
Stevie Bruce,
Hull, Brighton, and Derby. That'll be the four fighting out.
Yeah. So it should be. It should be great. The end of the season.
Unless Brighton get up, you know, Brighton still could. Chrissy could get them up.
Well, they had a good result with Forest, and obviously Barra scoring that last minute goal against Reading was a big goal for them. So. I'm hoping Barrow can do it because it's my old club, and you know he's going to be so close. And Sean Dyche, what a good job he's done as well. Burnley, they've got to keep it going. Not playing great at the moment, but they're getting results.
I've never played down that level, Ray, so I couldn't really pick one side.
Anyway,
that was Up Front with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler on Audio Boom. Top man, Ray.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.